Hello.
There's never been a time when there are 14 candidates, and certainly we know in
testing
memory
that am I recording?
Many elections that were
Hi. Looking at the Hello. Over the Hi. This is Madge Weinstein, and I'm a lesbian with food allergies. How about that? And I'm listening to the live coverage of the first lesbian in Chicago mayor, and it's going to be amazing. Isn't that right, Skittle? So, Skittle. Anyway, I was going to hook this device up to a... Am I too loud? Let's see. Hello? Let's see, hello? Make it a little lower. Oh yeah, I'm too loud. Too loud, there we go. That's a little better. I don't want to be too loud. Am I screaming? No, it's good.
You know, they had to look and see where they were lacking. And, you know, try.
My name is Madge Weinstein. You're listening to the Yeast Radio of the world. The internet. I am recording. I don't know if this is going to work. I'm using a different way of recording on the same device. Oh, my automatic Christmas lights came on. So anyway, this rum is dedicated to Ann Driscoll, who very generously donated a lot of Amazon for me. I appreciate that very much. Anyway, I'll turn this off for now. We're going to hear all about the new lesbian mayor. I imagine I'll probably get a... And a notification from the holder from my phone when the lesbian gets chosen. I will tell you that I did not vote for the gay selection, which was Lori Lightfoot. I voted for Toni Preckwinkle because she's a socialist. And that's all, you know, vote for the socialist. I don't do identity politics. You know, they asked Lori Lightfoot on the news the other day, they said, an old lady like myself called in and said, do you support rent control for seniors? And she said, no. So I was like, yeah, fuck this. You know, I know it's complicated, but you should say yes. Fuck you. You know, and I just, and then I was at this protest yesterday for the police were protesting I guess it's county prosecutor, Kim Fox, who's the one that dropped the charges for Jussie Smollett. So, you know, I went out for lunch and just thought it'd be a fun thing to do to watch the protest, but it was almost over. But anyway, my point is that the police were in favor of Lightfoot and against Preckwinkle. So far, good enough for me. If the police don't like her, I like her. Anyway, my name is Madge. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. I'm here in my apartment. My dog's looking at me. What else? Yeah. And, right. I guess I'll clean some dishes while we talk. You know, I don't like dishwashers. I don't have one, so I'm the dishwasher. And the thing about I don't think dishwashers save time, and they don't get the dishes very clean. Certainly... when my mother uses a dishwasher, they actually get really dirty. Okay, I'm making my kefir. I think it's about done, so we can do kefir, too. That'll be fine. I don't think I've ever done kefir on the ground before. I make my own kefir using kefir grains, which are these lumpy, gooey, yeasty, literally, children. And it's wonderful to make your own kefir, and it makes your shit really good. So I hope that you all do that. Yeah, get kefir. There's a special place to get them. I forget the name of it. I can give you a link if you really want it. You can always email me, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. For feedback, go to yeastradio.com. That's the show blog, and it's the best place to give feedback because my Facebook is, I don't know, what's the word? Transitory? Ephemeral? Ephemeral? I don't know what it is, but... it's temporary. Last week I passed myself away on Facebook because I was sick of it because it gets me so depressed. You know, like, ugh. Like that, ugh. And I like Twitter, but it also gets me depressed. And I see friends of mine getting... in fact, two friends of mine got passed away on Facebook involuntarily for like a day last week. Stacey Herbert, I don't know why, but she got passed away for like half a day. Gina got passed away, I don't know how long, like half a day, I think two. I mean, I don't know why Stacy got passed away, but Gina's was just ridiculous. It was like some silly thing. I don't remember. She was talking about the lady who said to Meghan McCain about the wedding, you know, Denise. She told Denise of the Denise you were at my wedding meme tweet from Meghan McCain. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google Denise you're at my wedding. There's a comment there somewhere. But anyway, what did Gina tweet? She tweeted like, well, you could always learn to code to the Denise. She got suspended for telling her to code. To learn to code. It's a fucking joke, you know. I guess she's some conservative columnist, Denise, from the National. I mean, this shit's crazy. You know, the political correctness or whatever it's called, hypersensitivity, it affects all sides, I think. It's a cultural thing, you know. And they wield it. Each side wields it in different ways as a weapon against the other side. But listen to this audience. Mm-hmm. There's a comment there, too. Listen to I really hope this is going to record. I'm using monophonic, thus and so. My vagina is horrible. No, yes, it is. Speaking of horrible, my vagina being that lesbian show, Orange is the New Black, right? I was watching that. You know, I watched like half of it, the new season, and I realized, and this was several months ago, and then I just realized this week that I hadn't seen I hadn't finished it, so I had to watch like the remaining episodes this week. And, you know, it's a really nice, maybe a metaphor. Is it a metaphor? At the end, where it's like, I don't think this is really a spoiler alert, because I was the last person to watch this season. But, you know, there's this sort of theme in the season, and a story arc, where it's about fish duty. No, a fish dump. Well, I need to tell you about a fish dump. A fish dump. Oh, God, I got to put a finger in this. I'm going to make my finger in a certain shape, bend it in a way so I don't forget the original top before I veer off to fish dump. I was at a bar, the Sidetracks, watching the RuPaul last week on Thursday, the RuPaul's Drag Race, because I don't have the TV. I don't have that channel. So we go to different places. It sucks to watch it at Sidetracks. I really like to watch it at Annoyance because they have Annoyance Theater. They have amazing real drag performers, so you got to go see that. If you're in Chicago, you have to see Annoyance. You have to go for that on a Thursday. Let me know you're going. I'll meet you. It's amazing. Anyway, it's hard to find a seat. We found a seat near the bathroom. There's a ladies' room and a men's room. There are some ladies that go there because there's some hags who watch the drag race. And first, you know, it's just the different aromas that you smell sitting near the toilet. First you smell pee, then you smell nothing, then you smell some marijuana, then I smell crack, and then I smell a fish dump. A fish dump, audience, is basically a huge waft of period odor. And I don't know what happens because it's been a while since I had my female on, but a fish dump is like, I don't know, something must happen. Like, you go to the bathroom, you're a lady, you go to the bathroom, and all your period just comes shooting out. It's a fish dump. And it smells horrible. Don't blame me. Yeah, I'm just the messenger telling you what a fish dump is. Although I did make it up. So you can blame me, I suppose. But you know what? I'm freeing myself of the shackles of political correctness and offending people because it's just whack. So I'm just trying to be as offensive as possible in this kind of... I don't know, because it's fucking insane. I have to deliberately be offensive in order to sort of feel like I'm a human being again, because the shit's crazy. And Biden, who I can't stand, when I was at Grant Park when Obama got elected the first time in 2008, the one thing that was so startling is just how orange Joseph Biden, in fact, is. He is extremely orange. You can't really see it. in the television coverage, but if you've ever seen him in person, he's as orange as a carrot. You know, I don't want another orange president. And I just don't, I don't buy it. His, it's just, whatever. I don't buy it, whatever he is. I'm sure he'd be better than Trump. If he's the nominee, I will certainly support him, the Democratic nominee, but he ain't my choice. I can't see, you know, I can't see voting for him in the primary, but like I said last week, I don't really give a shit right now anyway. It's just fun. I'm just trolling. My only involvement in the primary at this point is trolling people who get offended by everything, which is most evil. Anyway, oh, my hair stinks. You know, I ride my bike to work, and I've been riding this week, but I was, you know, it was cold, and I used to ride my bike in all weather, but as I'm an older woman, I find that if I go when it's too cold, I get snot, and then I get sick sometimes. So I go when the weather's nice, so it's like above 40, so that's my marker now. If it's above 40, I'll ride my bike to work. But I'm out of shape now because I haven't been riding in a few months. But I have stink hair now, and my ass stinks too. I could have a fish dump. I really couldn't. Too old for that. I had my menopause. Where was I? Oh, my finger was bent. What were we talking about? Oh, the metaphor. The metaphor. I was watching Orange is the New Black, and they had like this business about fish jump. No. They had this, I can't remember to call it fish dump, crooked letter. Call episode fish dump. Program into brain. Fish dump. Title for Grum equals fish dump. They had a sort of a story arc. I swear I just said story arc. About the fish dump. Orange is the New Black. And, you know, it's kind of about, there's these two sort of, there's all, everybody's in different blocks, you know, pink block and green block, different colored blocks, different sections of the prison. And there are these two sort of leaders, these ladies, and they're old, and they're sisters. And their name is Barb, and I can't remember the other one, Barb and something else. And one of them is played by Christy McNichol, which is incredible because, you know, I used to watch her on Family when I was a younger lady. And, I've also been watching reruns of The Golden Girls, and she was the young lady, I think her name was Barb, actually, Barb, that's weird, the next door neighbor, Barb, who was like a police officer or something. That was Christy McNichol also. In fact, I saw Christy McNichol in person when I was videotaping The Birds for David Serta when Tippi Hedren was there as a guest star, and Christy McNichol was there too in person, and Tabitha, the girl who played Tabitha in Bewitched was there. It was weird. I don't know why they were all there. Anyway, but she looks so old now and horrible. I mean, I'm sure there's the makeup. I'm sure she looks great. But anyway, so they play these two rivals. Gang, you know, so one is the head of a block, one block, and the other is the head of the other block. And so they get these, each of them gets their girls fighting. And, you know, the whole, you know, there's many episodes where they're getting ready to have this big kickball tournament. And they're going to shiv each other and get in a big fight. And the whole plot is revealed towards the end of this season that it's really just a ploy that Barb and her sister just have this ploy to get revenge on this other old bitch. And they want to kill her. So they're using the tactic of getting these two rival blocks to fight each other and start this huge kind of riot. Meanwhile, the two sisters are going to go kill this bitch that they hate and have their little vengeance or whatever. She's got an octopus tattoo on her neck, right? So, but, you know, through various conversations, it's really interesting because then it becomes apparent that this is kind of a metaphor for the way power works. You know, basically, the people start to realize, like, why are we fighting for these two people? They're not even here because the two people were hiding, the Barb and the sister. I said, so the people who were supposed to fight were like, these bitches aren't even here. Why are we fighting each other? For their cause, you know? We're just serving their purpose, and that's bullshit. And, you know, it made me think a little bit, too, and I guess this is so much saliva. You know, this is kind of the purpose of the whole thing, like, my vagina itches. Scratch it, right? That wasn't the metaphor. Where were we? Vagina itching, metaphor. Furry vagina, metaphor. Yum. Hurts and stinks. But, you know, the whole idea, you know, this, the way that I wouldn't even say, you know, you've got the politicians, but I don't even know if it's really the politicians. I'm talking real life now. That who's making these us fight, us being the red people and the blue people, the Republicans and the Democrats, we're just fighting like crazy at each other's throats. Granted, it's on Facebook and it's not physically fighting, not really. You know, and all this, all these, it's animosity, it could be fighting eventually if people weren't so lazy, but I don't know. Then I find out there's this group of pink gun owners, the pink somethings. And yeah, there's a pink, the pink. So now even the liberals are going to get guns. The whole thing is stupid. Anyway, but, you know, who's making us fight? Maybe it's like there's these two lesbians controlling us too, these sisters. And I think really, more than the politicians, it's the media that's just getting us to fight. You know, this garbage on TV. You know, they don't report news on TV hardly at all. This is like CNN, when you see talking heads, there's people talking and they're just blabbing and they're not reporting, they're just offering opinions and fighting, and I don't know. It's all fucked. Anyway, you know what I mean. I can't process it much further than that, because then I'll just be bullshitting. So I'm going to clean some glass Tupperware. Talk about my vagina and how it itches, how it hurts, how it smells. I have really bad stink here. My hair is out of control. It's so long. So stinky. My hair smells. I got the stink hair, the blubber cunt. The whole thing's horrible. Okay, so we'll do the dishes, and then we're going to do the kefir. How's that for you, audience? We're going to do the kefir. Oh, so I want to talk about Joseph, the Biden thing. You know, I just don't buy it. He's just patting people on the head and kissing their head. Who gives a shit? My grandma used to kiss me on the head all the time. This reminds me of when people, like, you know, when they used to have television ads with naked babies all the time, and nobody gave it a thought. It was just fucking normal. And then somebody sexualized that at some point, and then it became perverted. It's the same thing. Like, okay, now it's perverted for some fucking old dude to kiss somebody on the head. Oh, bullshit. Maybe I'm just old, but give me a goddamn break. Some fucking old orange man kissing someone on the head is not sexual. And of course, you can always get a picture making it look sexual. But the whole thing is fucking stupid. And of course, it's Democrats destroying each other, you know. And I was talking to somebody on the Twitter about it today, and it's like, yeah, so we're going to be perfect. We're all going to be, what's that? Oh, what do they call that? Vintage showing or something, that word where it's like, I'm losing my words. What is it called? Not shaming, were you? Virtue showing or whatever that fuck. You know what I'm talking about. Virtue signaling, that's it. Virtue signaling, right? Or virtue signaling, right? Democrats love to signal their virtue, like, all Democrats are perfect, fucking perfect on social media. Oh, how dare he do this, that I've never done anything wrong. I've never touched anyone inappropriately. Like all these, I love when gay people act like that. Like, really? You've never, like, touched 30 asses in a gay bar? Give me a fucking break. You've never stuck your dick in some nasty hole? Yeah, please. Give me a goddamn break. You've never jizzed on somebody's high tops at a bar? Just because they were there, I don't fucking buy it. Oh, but now you're perfect on social media with your Hillary shit. You know what I mean? You're perfect and you're Hillary. Hillary made you perfect. But I digress. My point is just this. I'm an obese lesbian with food allergies and I smell. No more fish dumps from this lesbian. Work is horrible. Anyway, new boss hole. Let's see, so, what? But yeah, so, Democrats are just gonna virtue signal each other. you know, if a candidate isn't perfect virtue-wise, then we're just going to expunge them from the Democratic Party so that we'll only have perfect candidates left. Meanwhile, the monsters are there in the Republican Party, and they're running the fucking Supreme Court. They're the high priest. They have more power than fucking anyone. Kavanaugh was a Democrat. We would have removed him if he were our own. And who knows what would have happened. It wasn't Franklin on the Judiciary Committee? Franken? Al Franken? But no, we kicked his ass out because Kirsten Gillibrand didn't like him, and then all the other ladies from the Senate went along with that bullshit. So now we have a perfect, you know, we have perfect senators and impotent senators who will not, you know. Then we have Kavanaugh now. Who knows? Maybe Franken could have done something to get rid of that motherfucker. Who knows what could have happened? You just don't know. But no, we have to virtue signal. We're perfect. We're just fucking perfect. And oh, and by the way, Democrats are going to win an election without getting any men to vote because all we need are women votes. You know, because women are too perfect for men to vote. You know what I mean? Women are just perfect. Women can't do any goddamn thing wrong. So we don't need men. We don't need men. We just need women. Because women are fucking perfect. Don't make mistakes. Never hit on anyone. So we just need women. And don't worry about the fact that men won't vote for Democrats because you're perfect. You only need women. So as long as you get all 51% of the women to vote for you, you got to convert all the Republican women to be Democrats. No problem. Because, you know, just turn off all the men. You don't need men unless they have no balls to vote for you, right? That's all you need. You just need an empty scrotum. Why don't you just, what's that word? De-scrotum. What's that word? Cauterize? I'm losing my words again. The word where you take somebody's balls out, ball sack. Ball sack, honore de ball sack. Take their balls away like in Game of Thrones, but I think they took his dick away, the ball guy in Game of Thrones too, right? I don't know what it is. You know what I mean. They take the balls away. Yeah. Euthanize? Something like that. So what are you going to fucking do, right? It's all over. You know? Democrats don't need men. All they need are women, because women are perfect. So just virtue signal, nonstop, turn off all the men, you'll get all the women to vote for you, and there you have it. A wonderful election that you'll never fucking win because you're living in fucking fantasy world. I don't know what I'm fucking talking about because I can't think of the word that when you take balls out. What is it with the balls? You remove the balls. Eunuch? What's the results of it? Castration. Jesus Christ, it takes me fucking forever to think of a goddamn word. Guess I won't be doing this show much longer. My loss of words. Can't think of castrate. Castration. Anyway, I guess I'll just babble. Anyway, everything's great. But just get outraged about everything. And fire all your people. Just destroy yourself. Eat yourself alive. And then you'll end up with some perfect candidates who only perfect women will vote for. You'll lose, but don't worry. You can just blame it on a foreign country. And everything will be fine. No abortions. No more gay marriage. No health care. But you'll have the joy of being able to blame a foreign country for it all. Or maybe even a social media site. Or maybe both. If you're real creative. Or, well, what do we blame next time for the next time we lose? I mean, losing an election sucks. Winning would be great, but there's nothing like the feeling of righteous anger. Because when you really know that the cause was a foreign country and a social media platform, not because, our education system sucks after years of making it suck. No critical thinking. Capitalism controlling fucking everything with no checks and balances on that little scene. Fuckage. Anyway, let's make the kefir. That should be fun. Ah! So it sits for 20. So you take, I've already done the first part, is you put milk with these kefir grains, and then you leave the milk, preferably organic milk, not ultra homogenized, not that stuff, because then it's too sterile. You want a few bugs in it, you know what I mean? A few bugs. So you take the, I have these glass, it has to be in glass, I don't remember why. Has to be in glass. So you take the glass thing and put it in your vagina and spin it around, right? So you have the grains, the kefir grains, put in your pussy. Oh, this smells so good. So I have a cup of the kefir that's already made that's sort of left here. I don't know what to do with that. I'll put it in the thing. That's what I'll do, the thing holder. So you need a, so anyway, so the first day, what you do is when you're starting, you take one of these things I got from the Michaels, you know, these old-fashioned glass, I guess it's a pint, a milk container, has a picture of a cow on it, because that's what milk comes from. And you put milk in it, and then you put the kefir grains in it, like, I put like 2 teaspoons in, depending on how much I have, because they sort of reproduce the grains. And then when you're not using them, you store them in the fridge in a glass container with some milk to kind of keep them alive, right? So so you put it out for 24 hours. I filled up 2 bottles of milk, put the kefir grains, 2 teaspoons of kefir grains in each. And then 24 hours later, now you can check. You get to know the consistency. It's a little bit, it's thick and creamy, right? And there's some bubbles in it, some big bubbles in the bottom. You know it's ready, right? It's tricky getting it ready because, you know, there's a lot to it. You know, the grains aren't always ready. They have to be ready. They have to, you know, you can't just leave them in the fridge for a year and expect them to work properly. You have to exercise them. So my grains are in good shape. I use them like about once a week and I put them in the fridge. I take them out, let them do their spermatozoa action again. Now, anyway, so now we're at the point where it's been 24 hours. They're ready to go. I got my glass jar, my 2 glass jars. I got the strainer. You need a strainer because you have to kind of homogenize the shit and put it in your pussy if you got a yeast infection. Where's my, I need a Pyrex beaker. So what I do now is I'm going to take the Pyrex. Yeah. Where is the Pyrex? God damn it. I bet there's fucking vegetables in it. Yes, there's fucking vegetables in the Pyrex beaker. We got some Pyrex beaker here, up in here. So I'm gonna transfer the lettuce from the Pyrex into a normal glass so I can take my Pyrex. And then I'm gonna, hard to have a cooking show with no video, you know what I mean? Kind of challenging to be quite honest. So I'm gonna I'm going to take one finished thing. So it has this sort of curdled, yucky-looking stuff on top. Ooh, it's not really that done, is it? Shit. It's not as creamy as it should be. You know what? I think I'm going to have to let him set some of it. Yeah, I'm going to have to let it set. They're not quite. It's not as creamy as it should be. Yeah, not as creamy as it should be, audience. Damn it. I think, yeah. Sorry, audience, but the kefir is not done. Sorry about that. Gonna have to finish this later tonight because it just ain't ready. It's not creamy enough. So I think I let my grains rest too long. So we're not gonna do this now, audience. I'm sorry to disappoint you. We're not gonna do that. What am I calling this grumbling? Fish dump. Castrate. I just said castrate, not because it's going to be part of the name, but I just want to not forget that word again because it's an important word. Castrate, fish dump. All right, so sorry about that, audience. Sorry to disappoint you. You didn't get to have a full kefir lesson today. I'm not going to continue it later because I want to get this done, this grum done. Just that's that, you know what I mean? That's all there is. So, we had our fish jump. I think I'm done here, audience. I hope everything is horrible. I mean, not horrible for you. And so you can follow me on Twitter, Bloated Lesbian. Now I'm Madge Weinstein on Instagram. I don't know what I am on Facebook. I don't care. I hate that platform. But most importantly, if you want to give me feedback, go to yeastradio.com. You can feedback the episode there. Oh, I have a phone number, too. It's Firm Uterus. Just call it. Leave a message. Firm Uterus. It's the whole number, including the area code. It's really great. I hope you appreciate the time you spent looking for that number. So far, it hasn't been worth the effort. Anyway, have a nice day, audience. Game day. Bye.